When someone jumps a subway turnstile, it's generally not a political act, but some metro riders in Paris are making a statement when they sneak on the train. Their position is that public transit should be free. And Geneviève Auger reports that these protesters have each other's back.
Gare du Nord metro station is one of the busiest in Paris. The turnstiles here are protected by high glass gates. Still, plenty of people get in without paying. They go in through the exit, jump the turnstiles, or slip in behind paying customers. And it costs the Paris area transit system an estimated $100 million a year in lost fares. If you're caught without a $2 metro ticket, you could face a $55 fine, about 45 euros. So some fare evaders have teamed up to form an insurance pool.
5 years ago, we decided to make insurance for people who don't pay transport. It's very simply, we pay like 5 or 7 euros each month to the organization. And when someone have a fine, we pay the fine with this money.
Gilda, who prefers to go by his first name, says the members meet once a month to pay their dues and present their fines for reimbursement. There are some ground rules. You have to avoid the stations where you're most likely to get caught, and you can't join the insurance pool to get an existing fine reimbursed. Gilda says the members are engaged in legitimate protest. They call themselves the Network for the Abolition of Fee-Paying Public Transportation.
We want free transport because there is an inequality in access of transport. In France, for example, we consider that the school is free, to go in hospital is free also. So we think the transport should be free because it's necessary to get a job. Even if it's for your pleasure, we could go everywhere when we want.
In addition to the insurance scheme, the activists occasionally organize public information stunts like the paying sidewalk, when they go on the street looking official, telling residents they will soon have to pay to walk on a given street.
On vient vous voir pour vous tenir au courant que prochainement l'accès à cette rue sera payant.
Ah bon.
Charging people to use the sidewalk is a joke, of course. It gets people to think about public transport like roads and sidewalks, something the government provides free of charge. In the Paris region, public transit is already 60% subsidized. But Gilda and his group argue that doing away with fares would save the metro the cost of printing tickets and employing ticket controllers. Steve, the company that runs the Paris metro, declined to be interviewed, but a spokesman said the activist math doesn't add up. Their arguments aren't convincing these metro riders either.
Transport parisien gratuit, est-ce vraiment possible?
Free public transportation in Paris? I don't know how it could be possible. We pay for it now, and it's not clean, and there are all sorts of problems, strikes, and so on.
Some of the people who don't pay their fares work. They work and they still go in without paying. That's wrong.
A few French cities are experimenting with free public transportation. Most are small municipalities such as Aubagne and Colomiers. But Paris isn't likely to follow their lead anytime soon. Some regional councillors floated the idea, but backed away when they realized what it would cost. For The World, this is Geneviève Auger in Paris.